Well, now I've seen everything. I thought I had seen everything when they started selling plain water and making a profit for something that God gives us for free. So I guess I hadn't seen it all, because the other day I saw an advertisement for a bottle of diet water. Seriously, on the bottle it said 0 calories. Now, what are they going to sell to us next? Air? The bottle could say something like contains oxygen. Oh, well, you know, it wasn't bottled water and it wasn't diet water that Jesus spoke of in today's very short gospel. It was plain old H2O from the well. Cool water. And Jesus said that whoever gives even a cup of cold water in my name to one of these little ones will not lose their reward. Well, I like to think of this as water hospitality. Think about it. What's the first thing that you do when someone comes to your home for a visit? You say, "Can I get you something to drink?" Now, you may be offering a Coke, glass of wine. You may even be offering a bottle of that Dasani that you paid $5 for at the market. Doesn't matter what you are offering. It matters that you are hospitable. Now, Jesus says that we should be hospitable to the little ones. So, on the face of it, it would seem like a very short and a simple lesson from a very short and simple gospel reading. Be kind to others, especially to children. Now, if that were the only message, I could at this point just say amen and we could get on to sing the sermon hymn. But wait, there's more. Today's words about a cup of cold water are a part of a longer narrative where Jesus has commissioned his disciples to go into the world and to do the very things which he himself had been doing: curing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing lepers, casting out demons. And he told them to travel simply and humbly. He warned them that there would be persecutions and hardships. But he also told them that he would give them the power to complete their tasks, and that he would have a special place for anyone who showed hospitality by anything as simple as offering a cup of cold water. This whole saga of Jesus giving instructions to his disciples is a paradigm for our own discipleship. It wasn't just 12 men 2,000 years ago who were given a commission. It was a message for all disciples of all times. The first century church, the Reformation church, the founders of Faith Lutheran Church, Arlington, your parents, your grandparents, all of these are disciples. Your kids, your grandkids, their grandkids, disciples. When we go out into the world, we do so as followers of the one who came to make all things new and to change the way that we go about treating our brothers and our sisters. We are Christ's emissaries. Now, that doesn't mean going around asking people if they know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. It means doing the things that Jesus did: caring for the sick, bringing new life to seemingly dead things, cleaning up dirty things, casting out evil. Now, Jesus warned his followers that they would not be welcome for doing such things. People would not approve. They would be angry. Now, I think that happens today when people address evils in this world, such as racism, sexism, fascism, classism, when people refuse to accept war as the only solution to resolving conflict, when people go into the streets to make their voices known for a more decent, honest, just nation. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones will receive their reward." I like to think of that as a two-part description for discipleship. A disciple is prophetic and righteous. Now, we have this concept that a prophet is one who predicts the future, one who holds a crystal ball. That is not a good definition of a prophet. A prophet is one who tells the truth about a situation in such a way that people can clearly see its outcome. For instance, a prophet is not one who says, "The world will end on January 23rd, 2027. No. A prophet is one who says, "Unless nations work as one to address climate change, the seas will rise, taking homes and communities along with it. The hotter climate will affect crop production and contribute to hunger and starvation." You see, the prophet does not predict what will happen, but outlines what is inevitable unless something changes. So a disciple is prophetic and righteous. Now, I've had a love-hate relationship with that word righteous. I've always assumed that it was a biblical synonym for pious. You know, it always carried the essence of superiority. I am more righteous than you. And I assumed it had to do with clean living, staying away from all those things which make life interesting and fun. But I've come to understand and like the word righteous when it is connected with the concept of justice, standing up for those who have been oppressed and discriminated against. As we approach the 4th of July weekend, we might be reminded of the words of an American righteous man, Frederick Douglass. On July 5th, 1852, Douglass, who was a former slave, gave a speech in Rochester, New York, commemorating the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And although Douglass was no longer a slave, he was painfully aware that others were not yet free. The speech was entitled, "What to the Slave is the 4th of July?" Now, it was a scathing speech in which Douglass stated, "This 4th of July is yours, not mine. You may rejoice, yet I mourn." He spoke highly of the founding fathers and the ideals which motivated them, but then he said this, "I say with a sense of disparity between us, I am not included within the pale of this glorious anniversary. Your high independence only reveals the immeasurable distance between us." Oh yeah, it was a righteous speech. And our challenge as disciples is to be righteous in a way which is connected with justice. So, this is what we are called upon to be as we celebrate 250 years as a nation, prophetic and righteous. This is the job description of a disciple. And the reward? Success? Material comfort? Eternal life? No. I'm afraid the only thing we might expect in return for being such a disciple is a cup of cold water given in his name. Our reward is the water Jesus has given us at baptism. Plain old H2O, poured out for us for the forgiveness of our sins and for the promise of new life and eternal life. Water. It is what we give because it is what we were given. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.